Okay. Do you have an agenda to send around? Do you have any amended? Anybody want to add anything to the agenda? Have a motion to accept the agenda?
Sure, I'll make a motion to accept the agenda. Did you mention in this July board meeting? Did I miss you say that?
Miss me say what?
The July board meeting for the recording. Well, they know
you
now.
Did miss
it knows now.
You did miss it.
I missed it. Okay.
Who are you anyway? So who?
I'll make a motion.
Five seconds?
Yeah.
5 seconds? Okay.
All opposed?
All opposed? Anybody? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. All right. Public input. Anybody have anything they want to address the board about? In general? Just. President's report, I don't really have much to say other than, well, I always have something to say. My report goes through the meeting as it comes to me because it's just whatever. Things seem to be rocking on pretty well. Rain's late. What the heck going on here with the rain? But it rained last night.
Sprinkled.
Yeah. It made the ground damp.
Right.
Settled the dust. Made the dogs come inside.
And that's your president's report.
That's my president's report. All right. Secretary's report.
Not a lot from my end either. Minutes were sent out from last meeting. Recordings on the website. No other major updates at the current time.
I would make a motion to accept the secretary's report, waive the reading of the minutes, and I'll
accept the minutes as presented.
As presented. There you go.
I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Bad. Treasurer's report.
Well, since you guys threw me in the deep end, I've begun swimming to shore. well, we've had a pretty busy month, so Walker Day brought in about between $7,000 and $8,000. There's about another additional $3,000 of donations thrown in there. Bingo. Brought in about $178. The pancake breakfast proceeds were about $1,300 this month. Had a introduction meeting with the accountants, sat down, sorted out some of the things on the balance sheets, got the balance, the budget reconciliation added back in. Just worked out a working relationship with the guys. They're pretty good to work with. Let's see, we signed off on a new payroll system, which should automate things for your guys. Signed off two new engagement letters for the Fire Protection Association and the trash collection, starting a new business year. Then we also signed off the 941 and A1 tax forms, which none of us will have to sign those off anymore with the new automated payroll system. So that should lighten things up. Let's see. I've got the liabilities and assets reports, which I'll get Chris to put on the web here this weekend. Basically, total assets are about the same. I can give you the numbers later.
Okay.
Net income was up because of Walker Day and a lot of people putting in. And liabilities are pretty low. They're like $800 because we've had a bunch of payouts. So it was the new insurance that got taken care of. So get that taken care of. Had a couple of Walker Trash total liabilities and equity, and that's pretty flat, about 30 grand. So I've got the reports on that now.
They got $30,000 in that bank account, and that includes the $10,000 he transferred out.
Yeah, we did that. We did that.
Yeah.
He just keeps making money.
Yeah. So then there was only two new things that I wanted to bring up. We're pursuing a 637 to get us a tax break on excise taxes for buying tires and things like that. I don't know if you want to pursue that. I started looking into it a little bit. You got to file a form, and then if you're approved, then you can show that form when you go to make a purchase, and they take the excise taxes off.
Pretty much looking into.
Is it more difficult than just filling out the form? Or you have to have some data?
I think all that is built into the form, but then it's an approval process. You have to wait to see if you're approved.
Right.
So I haven't dug down deep enough. Don't know if the accountants would probably be a better advisor on if we're
qualified
for that.
Is so. Excise tax different than sales tax, or is it the same thing?
No, it's a federal tax.
It is. Okay, so
it's a tires thing, right?
It's usually like tires, gas.
Okay. Well, so it's a smaller percentage. It's not 10%, but it's certainly a percentage.
Well, it was
$700. It would be like 8%.
Oh, 8%
of tires.
Okay.
I don't know anything about the fuel. This came up in the context of tires. The short version is this kind of came on our radar after almost all the tires had been replaced. So what we're doing, if we're going to do this, is, you know, for the next go-around in 2027 or 2028. That's when we would, you know, recognize. But it could be a couple thousand bucks, you know, all in on the tires.
Right. And so, if fuel is a big number, it could be a lot between now and then. So.
Yeah, no idea about the fuel.
Right. Okay.
The context that I know about is tires. I hadn't even thought about fuel.
Well, if you're willing to do the time, put the time in, and it's not a really expensive proposition to get this. Credit for us.
Okay, that's great. Look into that. And then the other one that came up was, do we want to start a petty cash fund to reduce some of the interface with the accountants, where it's just we hold back a couple $100 for the small stuff and then report it at the end of the month.
If you create a separate fund, then you still have accounting processes to do that. He said that when I talked to Enoch, that if we just, I meant to do it for the pancake, just forgot to do it. And just take whatever the expenses are, give you the receipts. You have an accounting process, they can follow it, expenses for the event, but you're not depositing and then writing the check out.
Right.
So you're not having, you don't have a separate independent fund that you have to track and keep track of and keep safe. Because I don't mind, and I don't know about others, but for those events, that money comes in as cash, right away. So I spend, I use a credit card when I can, a Walker credit card, but like at Costco, we can't, I have to use my own, and then get reimbursed at the end of the event. So there's a time lag when I have to pay it anyway. So I just forgot to do that for this most recent reimbursement check that I asked for. But it makes it simpler to do it, and then you don't have a petty cash fund that you have to worry about. You know, unless you want to have a petty cash fund for when somebody like Rudy says, I need $100 or something like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, I haven't really looked in. I think the fees for the checks and stuff are now covered in the engagement agreement with the accountant, so it's not like it's going to go above and beyond and start adding costs. But
I think, it's kind of up to you in terms of what everybody thinks. If you need to have this petty cash, but then you have to, then you have
to manage it.
So
every month you have to say, I had $200, you spent $50.
Then you have to get reimbursed into the petty cash fund somehow. So
two things, I think. Credit cards are great. Like, Rudy needs a credit card. If he's going to be around here doing things on the building, just get him a credit card, because then you don't need cash. And he just. But do you find that, like, people bringing in gravel will take a credit card on the spot? Is that easy?
Yeah, we got an account over there. But on account, we just give them a number over the phone.
Okay, gotcha.
Know who we are.
But if you've got the card, you're good to go.
Yeah.
That kind of eliminates that need for the petty cash side of it. Also, at functions like at Walker Day, I don't like to send documentation to Adam to be reimbursed, because then he's got 15 minutes at $65 an hour. I just, like I did at Walker Day, I took money from the garage sale, went and bought soda pop with it, with cash. Done. So anytime we can do that at an event, I think that's nice, just to take the pressure off of Adam, but then not to incur that other hourly expense.
Just as long as there's a trail.
Trail. I'm not overly anal about the trail, but I understand the concept. You know, I mean, keep the receipt.
Right.
You know. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, like the pig from the pig roast.
Well, I keep track of it because I'm the guy making the deposit.
Absolutely.
I'm accountable for all that money going in.
And that worked out great. I mean, and let me just say thank you because you were there taking care of the cash. We didn't have to, I don't have to deal with that, you know.
Right.
And it's important, the treasurer, it's one person.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Well, that's me.
So Rudy should get a credit card? Would that be, I think that would solve.
It'd be a whole lot easier.
That would solve some problems right there just with.
Through.
Right. Day-to-day activities, right. Especially with this garage project, I don't know how many contractors he's going to have involved in buying electrical stuff. And, yeah.
Okay. Anything else, Lance?
No, that's me.
Okay.
I'd like to accept the treasurer's report as submitted.
I'll second that.
All right. Motion in the second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Archie's report.
Five calls, they were all medical. For training, we did tender operations and risk mitigation. Fleet Brush 85, when I first typed this, looking at an expensive repair to the primer motor, and I'll explain what priming is, we actually caught a break, and CAFMA Fleet Maintenance was able to order a component part. So instead of being like $1,600, dollars plus, it's going to be like more like $600 plus. So we caught a break there. Personnel, one firefighter is attending the Arizona State Fire School for structure fire training. It's one of the new guys who's a full-timer up here. So he'll be trained for exterior firefighting. Severity has ended. We may resume station manning if needed, including over Labor Day weekend. County Fire Chiefs has no report. PRCC has no report. Procurement. The approved budget includes a large outlay for two new Avon SCBA units, roughly $11,000 based on a quote received last December. We will get that purchase in the works now and plan on retiring the MSA SCBAs. We have two different types, old ones that we got a long, long time ago, and then Avons that we got on a grant back in 2013. So that means everyone has two masks, and the old ones are very old, and there's a finite life to them, and they've, you know, exceeded their finite life. But this is kind of more of a heads up because, you know, unless someone wants to push back, it's a large outlay.
Right.
You know, it may end up being a little bit more than 11 since that was 7 or 8 months ago.
That's in the budget.
Yeah, it's approved in the budget, but, you know, just in case anyone has a freak out, now's your chance to speak up.
Hey, it's always nice to get those things on a grant, but that's always a Hail Mary, you know.
And then finally, we're pursuing looking for a new vehicle for the fleet. I had a lengthy meeting at CAFMA Fleet Maintenance on Thursday in terms of helping with what we're looking for. Very valid is the option to stand pat based on the manner in which we've maintained engine 86 and availability of parts and the lack of electronics for the vehicle. So for the right vehicle, you know, I believe it would make sense for us to proceed. But as we've talked about before, you know, we don't use truck yesterday, which is a good position to be in. But we need to be cognizant of the potential need. And as we talked about before, just now with more information and a better sense of confidence in the life of Engine 86, I think we can move a little slower. But if the right truck, you know, falls out of the sky, then I'm going to bring it to you and discuss it, you know, narrowly at the time.
Okay.
And just as a point of clarification, I guess, sort of for the record, Engine 86 is our big, beautiful truck we have out there that actually, and it was built, actually, it's an 86 truck, right?
It's a 1986 International.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a Type 1.
It's right. It's Type 1,
which we got for
our structure.
Yeah,
right.
Which we got for our first ISO visit.
Right. And that would be an ideal truck to put into the new potato patch. Kind of throw that out there. Yeah.
Well, you also, you know, you need to consider that the ISO rating requirements sometimes change, so we need to be cognizant that there may be in the future additional requirements that we need to be prepared to meet, and we kind of have to anticipate some of that. So, that you know, that one truck you were talking about in previous meetings was that big tanker with a big pump on it,
right?
Which would actually substitute as a Type 1 engine, you know, if we needed to.
Yes.
So, and those, well, what do you say, maybe $200,000, $300,000, relatively new, maybe?
We could get the market right now at the low end for a pumper tanker is like around, you know, low end, we could probably get one for around $220,000 based on the sticker price on several websites. In theory, we could get someone to work with us to bring it down a little bit. The used market for that type of configuration is all over the place.
Well, I think that in the past years, what we did was we had decided not to set aside a fund for equipment, but to use leave it in our general fund so that we do have money in the general fund we can use and go in any direction we want. SCBAs, for instance, we have to move the building, that sort of thing. We don't have funds that are targeted for something that we can't draw on. So if we start to, you know, keep that up for the next couple of years, because we've been increasing the assets, the cash assets each year. So
you'd be able to strike on a good deal.
Right. That way, when it came in, you don't have to go to the community, which might take months to do, and be able to make take advantage of it, if it happens. But like you say, it's not really urgent.
Well, it seems to me that once this building is done, though, I mean, market's in progress, right? You're not in Potato Patch building, are you? You are, okay.
Yeah, that's the main reason I came today.
Oh, good, okay.
Give you an update when you hit that line.
Okay, all right. But it eventually will be done, and we're going to want to house it with a vehicle. So
we've got a brush truck that's going to go up there,
okay.
Which tactically is great. ISO does nothing for us.
Okay, right. Gotcha. Yeah. Right. Okay.
Anything else, Roger, in your report?
Don't think so.
Any other questions for Roger? Motion to accept.
I'll make a motion to accept Fire Chief's report.
I'll second that.
Sean Sirkins, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Community reports. I'm going to go to Mark first, then Rudy, then we'll talk about this building.
Oh, sure. Mark,
you said something about the Potato Patch?
Well, on the Potato Patch building, we finally did get a permit about 2 weeks ago. 9 months to get a permit on that. They made us redesign after it was already approved by planning and zoning. Flood control came in and declared it a floodplain, and it had to be completely redesigned. It's going to be an all-block building now. Got to flow through vents put in it, stainless steel vents, that if that water level comes up, it flows through the building. It's amazing what they declared on that. They want to anticipate the possibility of water flowing from mountainside to mountainside, 4 feet deep through there. Anyways, it is what it is. We got our permit. Potato Patch, we made the adjustments to the budget. They're okay with that. I met with Tom DiCamillo 2 days ago, and their board's full board hit. So we went ahead and ordered the special vents for it, the windows, the doors, and we should break ground in the next 2 weeks.
Ooh.
Oh, cool.
Finish?
Depends on them. They gave me the approval to take it through Shell.
Okay.
They don't have quite all their funding in place. They're going to be in the 45 to 50,000 range, and he gave me approval to take it through the roof. So if we can get it in close.
Roger, can you refresh me, please, on the dimensions?
20 by 20 by. Okay. 20 wide, 20 by 20.
Is that the same size?
How big is the door?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Right. How big is the door?
12 by 10.
Does that work for you? 12 by 10?
It'll definitely work for tender. Not sure if 86 will fit back there.
How tall is it?
It's a height issue, right?
It could be a depth issue.
Oh. Yeah, 25 is pretty short for your bigger trucks here. Mm-hmm. But I don't think you can fit one of these in the big bug station. I believe when they first started this, they went up and measured the station up there and duplicated it.
Mm-hmm. Well, would your truck fit in there?
So 86, I don't think would fit from front to back. I think it might be 26 feet, 26 and a half. But if we proceeded, we could put a water tender up there, have two engines here, and that gets the job done.
ISO-wise.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And if, I guess if we came right down to it, if we were to find another 86 that was a foot shorter, would you can, would you rather have something like that type 1 in there?
Yeah, I mean, as far as that goes, we could get a $15,000 type 1,
right,
you know, and just leave it up there.
Right.
That takes away the
functionality, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Yeah, we want it warm.
Anything else, Mark?
That's it on my
end. Okay. I'm going to ask, though, I'm going to guess adding 2 feet to the building would be... Okay.
Another nine months.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be a new permit.
No.
We could go in and go over an addendum to the permit.
Yeah.
And I think it would be relatively easy to get.
All right.
If you're going to go that route,
we need to know.
Contact Tom and or Kurt Bowser.
Okay.
And get it through them. Because I'll tell you, it's been...
Yeah.
I pull permits
somewhere
every
right
week right,
right
now. And this has been harder than any house that I've done.
Right.
I believe that there's some residual
negative
at the county because of all the lawsuits back there.
Okay.
They made their board of directors fill out paperwork for what the building was used for, how it was going to be used, how long. I mean, it was, they pinned that board down.
Right.
The county did. And I think it was being directed by somebody in the county here.
Okay.
Based on the past public animosity they have.
They do that.
They do.
They do that.
You
might not believe they do that.
The county, and they actually had a permit at one time, which I had never known until we got into the deep files.
Yeah.
And Steve Mock, who's now the ex-director of planning and zoning up there, had put personal notes in the file for that parcel. And he's passed.
Gotcha.
So nobody can go back to get verification of it.
Right.
But he had actual personal notes, and that doesn't come from the director of planning and zoning on my garage.
Right.
So.
All right. So okay. Let me just spin this back real quick to Roger. Was it really like your dream to put 86 there? Would that be the ultimate vehicle to put out there?
I have no dreams about substations and placing trucks.
Oh, you missed that.
Well, no, I mean, the point being is
yeah.
predecessors have held the department hostage, and that's so counterproductive.
Yeah.
I can't stand it. Ideally, putting the engine up there, jumping ahead a couple of steps is the best for the community in terms of ISO.
Right.
The engine would be better than a water tender.
Than a tender. We could get a measurement on it. I mean, if
you can do it right now.
Oh, good.
Right now.
Okay. But my thought is, if we add 2 feet and a lot of our other challenges go away, and that's the best fire truck for that structure.
I'm sure Kurt and Tom both would support it.
Right.
And I 100% would. I'm in the county all the time anyway.
Right.
So it's just an apology for not thinking of this sooner to, to you, Mark. Or
right.
The idea of creating work for people is a peeve of mine, so I apologize if that turns out to be the case.
Right.
Okay, so we'll work this out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty quick.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, Rudy, you want to tell us about your...
Yeah, we're talking about raising that old Powell firehouse because there's no foundation and it's rotting and it's twisting and it's bending and all this stuff. We just bought a new garage door, and that thing doesn't fit anymore because of the noise moving. So with that background, we are going to flash this around. We're going to install a bolt, either glue lambs or 4x6s, or 4x12, I should say, the entire length of the building. And then we're going to use 3 pump jacks to lift up the entire building, which is literally just sitting in the ground right now. So everything should come up fairly easily. And then we're going to install the foundation here, do a monolithic pour, 4-inch concrete, and then a foundation to support the building. We have some electrical work to do. But I think for its historical value, I think that it's really just my personal opinion that it's worth keeping and maintaining. Because right now it's starting to rot and get loose and all that. So I met with a guy up there yesterday, and it's about $6,000 to $7,000 roughly for everything. We are also going to replace the apron, the driveway, the concrete slab out there, because the building will be up about 14 inches. And that way the driveway will slope down. Right now, all the water just goes right in.
Yeah.
Okay, so
that's
a short was this a budget item for us this year? Do we have this in the budget? Okay, so we need to have a motion to add I would say $10,000.
Yeah, I'll make a motion that we would invest up to $10,000 into that Powell building for its restoration. Actually adding a foundation for the first time ever, right?
Yes.
Okay, have a second?
Second.
30 seconds. Any discussion about that?
I would just throw in, it plays a functional role. It's not
absolute
a museum piece.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
you know, brush truck spends most of the year in
right.
there, and then we use it for, obviously, Walker Day
right.
stuff for a couple of months.
Yeah.
So it's not just a museum piece.
Right.
Well, and brush truck has water in it. I mean, if the building was on fire, we can't get a truck out. We've got a vehicle
right.
that can help put the fire out,
okay.
you know, and that gives us credit through
okay.
our insurance company.
Well, I would think the only thing change I would do is maybe add a man door.
That's
crazy.
Right.
That's
up to
idea.
You. You got a budget?
Put a man door in there, pre-hung, and dead bolted.
That's a great idea.
Raising that garage door.
Yeah, now that's a great idea. It's just
anyway, if we want to think about that,
right.
we'll put it on the site.
You got a $10,000 budget, Rudy, so
okay.
do what you got to do.
Thank
let me ask one question. Mark, we don't need a permit or anything for that,
no,
right? Consider it just repair.
Mm-hmm.
We're repairing
right,
existing. We're repairing.
Right.
So we're not adding. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Good.
All right. Any other discussion? Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. All right. So actually, I had the potato patch building down here in the old business. station. Any other committees? I don't think. Walker, firefighter appreciation. You doing anything about firefighter appreciation yet?
Sure.
Other than scheduling it on September 1st?
Right. So bottom line is it is September 1st. This is kind of the new home for both of these functions. You know, day before Father's Day is a great Walker Day day. Great turnout. Weather, you know, the chance of rain is minimized. So, and then, again, day before Labor Day is a great day for Firefighter Appreciation Day. People are here. For a lot of people, it may be the last weekend they're up for the year that they know they're going to be here, so we get a great turnout, and it's a great way to show our support for the guys. So so what are we doing? We're still doing the same pig roast, and all the other things are the same. It's a big community. Not so much a fundraiser, but it's a big potluck, and it's a great day.
Okay.
So.
Well, all right, so there's some possible changes here. One of them is I might not be here.
Yeah, we're going to be okay. I mean,
but we'll have to figure out,
doves are more important. Dove hunting than the fire department.
It's a family gathering. So.
Right.
And, but, you know, it's not impossible that other people can cook that meat, but, you know, there is an art to it.
Question
and
is,
could,
will Matt be here?
I don't know. That's the thing about the pig.
Right.
And, because it's also dove season for him. But the, I guess I send you Middleton, but I'm not going to be here, you know, so Middleton can cook the pork, but not necessarily the pig. So, okay. I'll talk to, you know, if you guys can fill in behind me there, we'll figure it out. Okay.
September 1st,
Sunday. It's a Sunday.
Yeah.
It's the Labor Day weekend, Sunday the 1st of September. Okay. So, Wi-Fi security station, I see you had your cameras.
Everything's working fine, no issues.
Good. Okay, so we should take this off business?
Yeah.
Except we don't have the new...
Alarm keypads, I'm going to have to try and find someone else to do those.
Okay, so we'll just take this off. We're pretty well set.
Yep.
With that, it's just replacing
the keypads
because sometimes they're acting funny. Okay, so the keypads, but otherwise we have the cameras.
Yeah,
and we're really not going to have a monitored alarm, right?
No.
Okay. And we want to keep the alarm on because it does keep, I suppose.
It's a deterrent.
Yeah.
I mean, and anything we have got going on is being recorded, and there's also audio and
right.
video being recorded.
Anytime an alarm goes off, someone invariably hears it, and I get a phone call.
Okay.
Is there signage out there saying that it's marked?
Yeah.
Okay, and it wasn't on when I came in last night. The alarm wasn't on, so.
It's a process.
Yeah, I understand.
I'm sorry, but I don't know where to do this, but I'm thinking of it now. Walker Day. So I guess to John, if you kind of hinted at this for the last couple of years, and you know, volunteers, do whatever the heck you want. I guess I'm asking you to figure this out earlier than January or February. But if you're going to delegate stuff, more stuff away, I think we need to figure that out much earlier than the middle of winter. So, you know, if we have new people doing stuff, I mean, it brings in so much money. If we have new people doing stuff that they have a longer runway to figure out how to do it than 3 or 4 months. Am I saying that in a way that makes sense?
No, give me an example.
You've talked about wanting to do less for Walker Day.
Correct.
Okay, so figuring that out four months
after. Oh, I'm with you.
Too soon. It's not enough time.
No, I understand. Okay, I'm with you. It's like, I would like to say, Clyde, will you do the entire yard sale? Actually, Terry Piskey was going to do it a couple times, but it's big. It's big. You know?
Either way, man, I think we should.
No, I know what you mean.
Starting figuring that stuff out in August or September.
Right.
You know,
rather than for me to be bitching in February that I don't want to do it
anymore. Well, I mean, whether it should or was it inefficient, none of that matters. It used to be a year-round thing.
Right.
Great if you figured out a way to do it in much less time, but I wouldn't project that onto other people necessarily, especially people who've never done it before.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. All right. Building maintenance, we did. We talked about that.
You want to report on the ejector pump over there? We took the lids off the tank and the injector housing itself, and everything looks like it's in pretty good shape considering it hasn't been looked at in 19 years.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
But it seems to be working. Some of the mechanics of what they did was a little, you know, they probably cut some corners, but it's working. I mean, we've only got one toilet and some sink water and whatever else, and the number of fixture units that go in there are minimal. So it's not worked itself to death.
Right.
But we are going to pull the pump and take a look at it. First thing you'll do is the first test you do is just turn it on and see what it does and how it sounds and if it jerks or if it vibrates, something like that. And then if it has some indication that it's failing or it's a leak or something, then we'll pull it out and take a look at it.
Okay.
My thinking is, you know, if the pump is that old, it hasn't worked itself to death, is maybe we want to just invest in a new pump and leave that one as a backup. Just a thought, because it's not complicated pulling that out of there, but, you know, if you do it once, but I just think 20 years is a long time.
Yeah.
Regardless of being underwater and submerged and all that. So
Mark, were you involved in that septic system?
No, but I can tell you from experience with ejectors, every couple of months, just take a few drops of Dawn dish soap, put it down one of the sinks or toilets.
Yeah.
And that the number one problem on ejector pumps is they grease up. And you don't have a kitchen per se, but you get enough grease buildup in there, that's what goes to pump.
Okay.
But 20 years is a long time, I think.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean,
but that is just done every few months.
What do you call that stuff?
Dawn dish soap.
Oh,
does this sink drain? There is it drain down on the...
No, it pumps over to the...
Does this sink drain into that?
It's got a gray line.
There's a gray line out there. It would be this sink that you'd have to...
But you still get body oils from hands.
Right, absolutely, yeah.
Again, the floats in there, they get stuck, and it's grease. It's not sewage. It's
it's time to look at it, right?
We're going to see if there's a clean out in those leach lines up there, something to, you know...
It's an evaporative system, right? Because they won't let it spark on it.
No.
Right. So that's where we are on that thing. I took the
license. Is there any way to use that land for anything other than that? You can plant a garden on it. We talked about that. We really did talk about that. Somebody wanted to do that one time and just never did.
I think my thought was I think for certain events quads could park on that. They're not very
legally,
heavy.
No.
Oh really? Oh interesting.
And Bob Curry would be the one that would have exactly how that system went in.
Okay.
And he's not around very much, but I know how to get hold of him.
Right, okay.
If they put enough overburden on top of the evaporative pads, you could park a quad, but by county regulation, nothing.
I see. So what we'll do is we will let people do what they want. We won't officially say quad park on
vehicle.
Nobody already parks up there because it's blocked off.
It's blocked off. I mean, you can get
it. If you open it up, it'll be full.
And it
can damage it. We don't want that to happen either.
Right.
Okay.
So ideally, then we should have a sign. I mean, it is blocked off right now.
The way it is now,
hard to get
fine.
In, right? Okay. All right.
And, you know, don't, if it's not broke, don't fix it. Okay. That's what we're worried about. We don't want it to break, so we're going to fix it. Okay.
But that's not broken.
Okay, so the building. No.
That's,
okay.
That's all I have.
Okay.
Working on the refrigerator.
Okay, and the refrigerator. Yeah, I understand that. It's a nice piece of equipment, and it's the same thing as the grinder there. You know, you want
to. Yeah, I had to Google it because if you want a new one right now, it'd be $14,000 for a new one of those.
We got to send a thank you note to Carl Zimmerman. I'm telling you, that thing has been
anyway.
He got that for us.
He gave it, donated it to us. Yeah.
Is he still funding the food for pancake breakfast?
He was actually here at the pancake breakfast. He's very seldom here, but
he was
here. Great guy.
Cool.
Very generous guy.
Yeah.
Who is it? Carl Zimmerman?
Carl Zimmerman. He has a place up Golden Fleece or something like
senior
that.
Senior facility of some sort.
Yeah, he has
a couple of those.
Right.
Really good cause, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's all through the agenda. The yard sale, new management, or not necessarily management, but staff. You're going to, you know, clear your volunteers early. Okay. Community announcements. Firewise, got anything going for us?
Well, I haven't been here for a couple of months to report on the shipment. We wound up hauling 28 40-yard containers. We had good community participation. Amounted to a little over $23,000 worth that we can apply toward our Firewise renewal, in which Firewise renewal has been completed for this year. We met our minimum requirements. We exceeded our minimum requirements by about 4 times. We used just about everything that we had in the grant allowable for the chicken haul. We wound up with only $1,965 left. This was an expensive chicken haul this year. The cost of hauling has gone up. The cost of disposal, we haven't had to pay for it in the past, and we had to pay $1,000 toward that. And the grinder is getting old and undependable, so we didn't get stuff ground in time that we wanted. But the county was lenient with us. They only charged us a little over $3,000 for the grinder. The majority of the cost was in the hauling and the disposal. So as far as next year's, I don't know. We've got close to $4,000 saved up. And we've collected our Sunday, Saturdays, and calendar events and so on. That will go very far toward the toilet.
What was the total cost?
$13,000 cost.
$13,000 was the total cost?
Between 12 and 13.
Okay. It almost always comes down to each year just the amount of grant money you can get for that next year, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And I haven't heard anything about any grants being.
Right. But you need about $13,000 to $15,000 per year to cover.
This last year it was $12,470.
Are things going to change? I think, did I hear that Jack's moving out? Jack Smith?
Jack Smith has accepted a new job.
Right. Hopefully.
Resigned from the.
Right, because he seemed to be a pretty good guy to work with.
Oh, yeah, he did us a lot of good.
Right.
Okay, so you have, in your kitty, you have about $4,000, you say. So you'd be about $10,000 short to do a full-fledged. If that's where we got the same kind of break from the county for having a grinder. So that's something for us to consider if we need to.
They haven't updated their charges to us since 2011.
Right. Okay.
And you've had issues with the grinder for the past two.
Absolutely. Maybe even other years than that, too.
Yeah, the county's got their eye on a new grinder. Mm. I don't know if it's in their budget.
Yeah.
How they're going to pay for it.
Well, it's got to be.
This particular one was donated by Prescott Area Wildland.
Gary was the chairman of that, so he was out doing
grabbing
stuff. Okay, so that's something, you know, I think it's a great program. So.
I did too.
I know, did Jack have gravel dropped off that Lance spread out, or did we get that gravel?
No, Lauren got it. We should thank Lance for taking us.
Boy, that was, that looked great up there.
Spread that out.
Even all that rock work you guys did to fix that drainage.
That came out really nice, didn't it?
Right,
Packed across there.
Right. Just knowing that there's all that good foundation under there, that water probably could trail through there. Right.
Okay. Any other junior announcements? WCAA?
We have a Sunday Saturday coming up on the 3rd of August. And there'll be two of them in August. The other one will be the last day of August, just before the Far Fire Appreciation Day.
Okay.
On that Saturday?
Oh, it's the Saturday before. That's right. Okay. That's right. Busy weekend, right.
And WCA has a membership meeting coming up on the 10th.
August again?
August the 10th.
Okay.
Have the last one right after the pig roast, so we have ice cream for dessert.
There we go.
Or it'll be the day before, so it will be.
That's right. You left it over.
Did we move the freezer? I didn't pay any attention.
No.
Okay.
Or I should say, I didn't.
Okay.
And that totally fell off the back of the.
Yeah, no,
the
me
hard
too.
Drive.
Me too. Yeah.
Okay. Right.
We, once a month we have to wiggle our way in there and try to get the ice cream in and out. All right. Public forum. Anybody have anything they want to address the board about now that we're over? We're through. Victoria?
Three things. The potato patch building, you said it's 20 by 25, and the vehicle you wanted to put in there is 26 or 26 and a half feet. So you talked about just adding a couple of feet. I don't know how the cost would change, but maybe think a little far ahead, maybe 3 to 5 feet, so you have more storage back there, or better area to work around, walk around. Again, I don't know what the potato patch folks would go for. You know, 1 or 2 feet sounds easy, but is that going to be adequate? I have no idea. Next, I noticed in the June minutes, Board of Directors members present. Roger is listed in that. Roger is not one of the Board of Directors. And then third, my question is, does the standard operating procedures or standard operating guidelines for the department, I thought some had been established eons ago, so to speak, 5, 6 years ago, maybe even longer. Are they still in existence? Because at the May meeting, Roger reviewed the criteria for volunteering for the fire department. My question is, has that been put in black and white? And if so, where is it? And primarily, what's discussed was that the criminal record should be disclosed. Well, all that was objected to, rightfully, is that, if in the criminal record somebody is a sex offender, that immediately disqualifies him. Well, I think there are other issues that could disqualify people. Domestic violence, sexual harassment. I mean, A, should it just be, if you've got a criminal record, we we don't accept you? I don't know what's really listed in the criminal record. Jaywalking or, free parking tickets. I have no idea. But I think that should be expanded upon. So I'm just wondering where that is, if that's been finalized. That's all.
Okay. Potato patch building. I don't think that respond to it. Roger, the potato patch building was, we wanted to put, basically at the beginning, we wanted a truck up there, brush truck. Water tender, and it's only been in the last few months that we had been discussing maybe if we do get another kind of a type 1 vehicle that we would have what is now 86 that we could put up there.
Right.
And it wasn't really part of the planning until the past couple of months. We just prompted ourselves here this morning to recognize that might be an issue.
Has the permit gone through in a normal process? The building would already be done. And built for
right.
A brush truck.
Right. So this was just something that, that's the reason for the confusion
well,
about
we're
now
still,
whether
we're
not,
still measuring the truck.
We're still measuring
no,
the truck.
Yeah.
So,
it's been done.
So we're still.
No, we have it. It's 28.
28.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, that's a big
so
truck.
In the discussion with Mark, in terms of what they need to add, they will figure out what they need to be safe. The building has storage on either side. It's a 20-foot wide building. The truck is only, what, 8 feet wide, 10 feet wide? It's 8 feet wide, probably. So, yeah, they'll figure out what they need to do to get the permit changed, if they can get it changed. The June minutes where Roger is not a board member. Roger is an ex officio member of the board.
Yes, but he's not a voting member of the board.
Right.
So he should not be listed as a board
okay.
member.
All right. I don't want to have a discussion back and forth about these. I'm telling you, this is my official position. He's an ex officio member of the board. He doesn't vote. We all know he doesn't vote. The fact that he is here is listed as a board member, I'm not so sure that Clyde understood that or understands that himself, but he is a board member. He's non-voting. If you, you know, if you want to add the caveat on there, ex officio member, whatever, doesn't make any difference. In reality, he doesn't vote. This isn't a time for discussion. I mean, I understand. I don't like this. I really don't. But that's just, you know, we can talk about this in private, right? We've had conversations before, so that's fine. Standard operating procedures. You talked about it. Roger, do you want to address the length of the building, you know, the potato patch building?
The building, 28 feet. I mean,
no, the truck is 28 feet.
Yeah.
Right. So 2 feet, you'd have to add at least 3 feet, probably 4 feet.
When we first talked to them, and this wouldn't have addressed the 28-foot issue, which that was just a goof on my part, but they do have constraints, and I don't know if it's more perception or,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
stuff, because we had asked for a two-stall.
Two-bay. Yeah.
yeah, a two-bay building.
Yeah.
And they thought they'd be, you know,
yeah.
You know, it was a suggestion. They thought they'd be pressing their, you know, goodwill or whatever the better, you know, word is
yeah.
in there. So it's one stall and then, you know, just a goof on my part to not think about, you know, the engine going up there and needing a few more feet. But,
sure.
You know,
okay.
Mark has carried the ball on this and, you know, I have zero concern
yeah.
as far as if it can be done, it will be. And
right.
if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out.
Yeah. Okay. It's to their benefit to be able to... It could possibly be to their benefit to have a Type 1 up there. It
would be much better to have a Type 1 for them
yeah.
to have a Type 1 than a brush truck.
Yeah. Okay. The procedures, operating procedures. In the discussion that we had, there was a there had been an issue with we didn't necessarily have a written practice about, although it was understood by all the volunteer firefighters, that they came and they had to participate before they could be sent out on fires. We had a situation where a person came, went out on a fire before she ever showed up here at the fire department. And we went through this process. So we actually directed Roger to set these things out and written out. As far as the standard operating procedures, I'm assuming, because we don't necessarily have them, I think that you do. Do you have standard operating procedures for your firefighters?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is something that the other firefighters are aware of that?
In terms of written form, no, I don't know that they are.
He's nodding over there, but you're not participating in this stuff.
But in terms of, you know, what's required and what isn't,
yeah.
I mean, it is common working knowledge among the group. I've not distributed a Word document.
Okay. So that's the answer to that. And in terms of the criminal records, I'm not sure that there was a discussion. I don't remember the discussion about criminal records not being asked for. What we have done in the past is do driver's checks. If we're aware of some kind of disqualifying, I think that's part of the policy that you drafted.
Yes, in there is a snippet or whatever about criminal records, and so when someone comes, I'll say, sort of criminal, anything I need to know about.
Right.
And, so far there hasn't been.
And then it would be a judgment issue whether or not, if you run the query, you do get court records for people who have traffic tickets and for things that are not necessarily what you would say disqualifying. But it would be the fire chief's judgment to allow somebody to come here based on what he knows about their criminal background. Sex offenders would be disqualified. I think that may be specifically mentioned in the...
I don't remember if it is, but it is.
It was. We added it in there. We mentioned also putting that, criminal background check would be, must be disclosed by that party. And they'll be considered on a case-by-case basis after the background check has been done and reviewed. Thoroughly.
Right. That is up to Roger's discretion at that point. If it is jaywalking, then,
Yeah.
But
you have to, to your point, you do need to look at serious things and make sure that, you're putting the right people in place.
But I think as a general rule, we do not run criminal background records checks on everybody that comes in to volunteer. We have not done that. We did do it for driver's licenses for insurance purposes.
Right, right.
So that, and if VVIS is requesting that, then we can do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
People for their driving records when they're driving our trucks. So that's my answer. Anybody else have anything to discuss to answer to Victoria about this? Okay. If you want to discuss these things, Victoria, see me afterwards, or anytime, or see any of the board members. And make these thoughts and have a discussion about them in a private context. And I'm sorry, I don't like this to happen. It's the very reason I came back here is because this is pretty common 10 years ago to have these kind of discussions back and forth between people in the audience. That are attending these board meetings. And so I'm sorry.
All right. I'd like to make a motion at this time to adjourn the July board meeting.
Okay. Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.